St. Joachim, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today the Church associates the sanctity and the sorrow of the Father with the great glory of the Daughter. Today is the feast day of St. Joachim, the spouse of St. Anne, the father of Our Lady and the grandfather of Our Lord, and thus a great patron saint of all fathers and of all grandfathers, St. Joachim, who, his name means the preparation of the Lord, as may be fully expected, had his fair share to suffer in order to prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. By his feast day today, the Church liturgically underlines what we thought about a bit about yesterday, that is to say, to associate the Assumption of Our Lady into heaven as with the doctrine of the Immaculate Conception, because St. Joachim was privileged to play a role as the preparation of the Lord for that glorious moment. Consider how holy he must have been. It is not an easy thing, but no one can get through this veil of tears without it happening, to be subject to the scrutiny and the suspicion and the criticism of others. And yet, such was the lot of our saint. The Mass today in the Divine Office emphasized that St. Joachim was a man of profound charity, not only of justice, he walked right with our Lord, the Old Testament, but he was a man of great charity. He divided his income into three parts. Only one third did he save for himself and his wife. The other third went to the poor, and the other third to the temple. And yet he was not blessed with any child by God. This had gone on for 20 years. And at that time, instead of being a great blessing and a convenience, as it is viewed in our pagan time, that was viewed incorrectly, but it was viewed as a chastisement or a sign of God's displeasure if a couple could not have a child. So St. Joachim one time goes, according to his custom, to the temple to make his offering of such generous gifts, and some priest spies him and decides to take it upon himself, as people will, to chastise them, to tell them, get out of here, you have no right to be here, you are obviously under a curse from God. And Joachim is profoundly sad, doesn't know what to make of this, and in his shame and his humility, he runs off to, he departs to his shepherd, who's a wealthy man. He spends some time there with the shepherd. In the meantime, St. Anne, in the picture there you have St. Joachim holding a little nest of doves. In the meantime, St. Anne, she's a little nest of baby doves, and she thinks to herself, they have their chicks, but I can have no child. And she's profoundly sad as well. An angel of the Lord comes to them both and explains these wonderful words, which are so true, and what a comfort to us. God does not punish us for nature. Nature has its ways and its laws. God punishes for sin. And here he was a sinless man, Joachim, a sinless woman, and pleasing in the sight of our Lord. So then they met at the golden gate of Jerusalem, and in God's good time, the Immaculate Conception occurred in the womb of St. Anne. What holy, holy Mary folk they are. What a comfort they should be for us. As I say, you can't get through the veil of tears not only without any sorrow, but also without any suspicion, or someone second-guessing you. So be it. Let it all be offered up to our Lord as a preparation for the Lord. And how pleasing that will be in his sight, that some good, surely, will come of all of these things. Now we continue our novena in honor of the Assumption of Our Lady.